the Gemara says that high man the boy nefik biyuch, if somebody wants to go on a journey, or boy dineida ihada lebeisai, and he wants to know whether they're able to return home or not. So the last Gemara was is neil making a beisai, let him go, let him enter a darkened room, the bosa, and in chaz if he can see left like a shadow in the top of the rov now in. The Gemara says, "Imchazi bevuah." If he's able to see his reflection in this shadow, the bevuah is neida the yosla beisai. Then he'll know that he will return home. Then he knows that he will return home. Rashi said, "Bevuah debuah" means it's litzeloi. Means like a double reflection. If he can see his double reflection, that's a proof that he will come home. The Gemara comes out and says, "Yishinov v'lav nilsi." We don't rely on this because Dilma may be a chol she daite or misra mazlei. Rashi said the person should not do like this because maybe it's a Dilma heavy simla bishi, has a bad mazel now, or the mitzvah itself, or misra mazel, maybe got into a bad mood. The Gemara says that Dilma chol shidayt, he gets into a bad mood right now, and that will make him to a bad mazel. So therefore, don't do this. It's not a proof really that it will happen this way. So Gemara says that a famous Gemara, Omar Abaye says, hashta di yamrit simna milsi, now that people say that it's symbols. Mean something? If so, you hate rogel inish. A person should be used to have the habit like lemecho reishoso kro. That on Rosh Hashanah, a person should eat kro, a pumpkin, for rubia, to shalom what it is, different type of beans, or a marin, or it means some people say it means carrots. Karsi should eat leek. Silka should eat beets. For tamarind dates, this will be a similar, like we know some people eat this on Rosh Hashanah by night, and they say yirotzen, that the enemy should be destroyed. It's a simin that all the enemies should be destroyed and we should have a good year. Rashi says, Rubi means talsin. Vahani ikha the godly maher, the ikha the maski. Some grow fast and some are very sweet. O malera mishasha libnehi. So mishasha said to his sons, Ki b'isu lemezel lemigma kaima rabbechon, when you like wish to come before your rebellion to learn. So he said that before you go to your rebbe's to learn, is gereso mikoro masnison, first review all the mishnayosin, v'ada oil kamei rabbechon, and then you should go to sit before your rebbe's to learn. V'chiyas v'kamei rabbechon, and when you sit before your rebbe, is chozel lepume, you should look at the mouth of your rebbe, chozel lepume de ravchun, shtem apostik says, v'ayu v'necho reyes esmerechom, like your eyes should be able to see your Rebbe. V'chi gerisu shmaitato, and when you study, like shmaitato means learnings, meaning Gemara itself, v'chi gerisu shmaitato, gerisu amaya, you should learn it by the side of water, next to water. T'chi demashcha maya timcha shmaitchun, like just like water, just like water is like drawn out, the same thing you're learning also should be drawn, should be prolonged. You should learn a long time, you should learn a lot. Another thing he said also was a person should rather be al-kilki to Mosa Machsa. You better be living in this city, Machsa, which doesn't have so much violence there. Even though it means you have to be kilkili, Rashi says it's Ashpa, it's top of the junkyard. But still rather be there for Leia Pad in the Pumpadisa and not to be in the palace of Pumpadisa. So Rashi says, "Shall list them. There are a lot of robbers over there. Kareimin above a roitiv, Pumbadisa levecha. That a lot of robbers there. So therefore, there's a lot of violence there. So stay away from Pumbadisa." Another thing he said was, "Tav gildino, sorry, lemecho mikuchta, eat." Rashi says it means small fish, musrachas that are like rotten away. You're better off eating small rotten fish than rather eating this kucha that breaks rocks. Because even though it's such a strong food that a mamish could break rocks, when you throw this on top of food, it could throw it on top of rocks, it could break the rocks. But still, like Rashi says, the Gemara Pesachim says, Shleisha devon nemru bekutach. That's the time to misalei, it closes up your heart. So if it's not kedai to eat this food, the kutach. Now the Gemara says, the Pesach says, that is palo chana and chana davind, v'atayim and shizel adis. Like my heart is extolled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roma karni, that in my horn is exalted. So this deek is Roma karni, a horn was exalted. but v'loy ramepach, not just a jug. Because if the anointment of the king was done through a keren, then it'll be a long time. But if it was only through a pach, through a jug, then not so long. Satumar says, Dovru shloimai, shenimshachu bekeren, when they became a melech, their nimshach, they poured shemen over them from a horn, is nimshachu machusam. Their malchus extended a long time. But Shaul v'Yehu, when these two kings became kings, Shaul and Yehu, shenimshachu min apach, they poured the shemen over them from a jug, is over there, lenimshachu machusam. Their malchus did not extend too long. Then it says in the Mishnah, another one of the high decreases is a mafate mesakteris. If somebody compounds like the incense, makes the same amount of kteris that was in the base of Migdash, for that you're over a lav in high decreases. Tanur about one like this, ha mafate mesakteris, kteris. Somebody compounds the incense, is the lamid bo. He does it just to learn to know how to do it. Or else, oil the meisel tzibur. He makes the keteris in order to give it over to the tzibur, but not for his own private use. So, lechu is parta. On that, you're not over chayiv krisis. Lo reich, but unless he does it with a purpose to smell it, and then chayiv and echnami, then takis chayiv. Fiam a reich, but whoever does smell from the keteris is parta. Let's say somebody else made the keteris, so you have the keteris from the base of Migdish, and you go stam and you smell it. So, meisel parta, you're not chayiv. El shemol. But the mice you're over in Istamila, but the Chiva Kurachaiva Krisis, you're not, since you didn't make it. For the Gemara, Mia Kamila, the true what you're saying is that Istamila, just by smelling the Keteris, Bereach, by smelling, I've Omer Hashim Ben Pazi, Omer Bishur Ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, that the cloud usually is curl, a voice, Omara, looking at something nice that belongs to Hegdish, Bereach, or smelling something from Hegdish, Ain Bren Mishumila, is no Istamila. Because the rainbow mamish, like if somebody hears something of Hegdish, they have a hanor from it. Or they see the beautiful things of Hegdish, or they smell it, there's no isamila. So the Havamina is because all these three things, like Siddur, rainbow and mamish, you're not really taking anything away from Hegdish. So how could you say if you smell the keteris that you're over an isamila? So my answer is by Reich, when you smell the keteris, usually there is an isamila. That the Riyah Bakapora says is no Issamila. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Reyach means Acher Shetala Tam Rosa. Means after you burnt the incense, and now when the smoke goes up, if you smell that, then there's no Issamila. And the Klal is Ein Ba Mishamila. Why? Shere'in L'chodover Acher Shenasa Mitzvosoi U'maylam Boi. The Pshat is even though regular smell, the Keteresh, you would be Chayiv over an Issamila. But over here, once you burn the incense and nasa mitzvosa, that's only the cloud. Kibbut shenasa mitzvosa, then the yisamila goes off it. So that we say here, if you smell it, that you're over the yisamila, that's if you smell it before you burn the incense. Smori asked the question, because it's really true. Ah, lo maloi, why not? Like even though it's nasa mitzvosa, why is there no yisamila? I baray true methadeshen. There's the mitzvah of true methadeshen, of taking off the ashes from the mizbeach. The nasa mitzvah, that since you already burnt all the emurim on the mizbeach, is considered you are nasa mitzvah. Still, by the true methadeshen, when the kohen has to take off a shovel form from the ashes of the mizbeach, or moilambov, somebody has to know from those ashes, he's over nisamilo, even though it's already nasa mitzvah. So my answer, that's not a question. I'll answer you, Mishum, the Heve Trumas Hadeshin of Big Dekuna. Shneik Sumon Boink Yechud. There are two times the Torah says, yes, there's still Nisamila, even though it was Nasa Mitzvosai. And that's by this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, and by Big Dekuna. After a Kohen got finished using his clothing, let's say they become worn out that you can't use them anymore. The clouds, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosai, it's still Nisamila. Only these two places, and therefore the cloud is, any two psukim come together, clouds came out from that. So much as it depends. That's good according to Rabbon and Shita. So it's good according to Rabbon that they learned by Big Day Kuna, Takriz Nisa No, even after Nasa Mitzvosan. Now by True Masadesan, Rashi says, here's a special example. Because of the Chizis, it says, with Somoi, the Mash Mishom taken as Osai. The true may have to put there and bury there, Mash Mitzvah Sabano. So, Moshe says, Bishleim, according to Rabbanan, they hold, who had been by Big Dikun also, even though Snasa Mitzvah still Sasa Bano. So it comes out, you have two psukim, and therefore only these two places, and Eim Alamdin. But the Gemara asks, Elo, the Reb Dois, according to Reb Dois, Maiklamein, what can you say? The Tani will learn like this, when the Pasuk says, by the Big Dikuna, the Nichim Sham, leave them there. Is Malamah comes to teach us, Shetun and Geniza. That's what the Rabbanan say, that the leftover of the Godim, so you can't use it anymore, you have to bury it like it's Sasa Banos and Isamila on it. But Reb Dois Simon, no, Reb Dois says, K'sherim Eim L'Kain Hedjit, that the worn out Begodim of a Big Day Kain Godol, he can't use it, but it's fit for Kain Hedjit to use. Umat Tamlan, what does the Pasuk say, V'nichem Shom, you should leave it there? Just means, Shlo Yishtamash Ben B'Yom Kippur Machar, is the Kain Godol, after he gets finished using his Begodim on Yom Kippur, the four Begodim, the white Begodim, he cannot wear it anymore. But Enechnami, Kain Hedjit could use it. So according to Reb Dois, there's no possibility to say that the Big Dekuna after Snasa Mitzvason, there's Nisa Mila on it. So Marissa still is not a kasha. I'll answer you, Mishum Deve Truma Sadesh, and even according to Reb Dois, still is considered two psukim. Why? Because there's the mitzvah of Truma Sadesh, and also Vegla Rufa. The Pash Vegla Rufa also, even after you knock chop off its head, still the Egla is also Bano. So it's called Shnei Ksumu Boi Kiyechod. And therefore the klal is b'chol shnei ksumim b'ayin kiyechod, ayin melam, can learn out from it. So these two places, b'davka, even though it's nasa mitzvah, and still it's also, a mashmal other places, once it's nasa mitzvah, it becomes muta b'ano, there's no wisdomila. The more it says, truma sadeshin mai, what's the case by truma sadeshin? The time you learn like this, when the Pasuk says, v'samoy eitzlam mizbeach, you're supposed to put the yeshes on the side of the mizbeach. Melamre comes to teach us, Sheatun and Geniza. It has to be gone, it has to be hidden over there. Egla, Samash Mitzvah Sabano. Egla Rufa Mahi. What's the loch of Egla Rufa? Time to learn like this. The Alpha Shah Mesako is supposed to chop off that of the Ego. Benachal, by the river. Malama comes to teach us, Sheatun and Geniza. That the Alpha Shah Mashma over there, the Ego, even after you chop off the head, still it's also Sabano. You can't leave it, you can't move it. You have to like bury it there. So even though it's not some mitzvah, so still you have to leave it there. Now the Gemara still asks, Laman the Yomadah that Shneksum and Burk Yechad Malamdin, even though the Torah says something twice, you could learn out. Like with the other sheet, there is no. If the Torah meant to learn out from here all over, the Torah just should have said once. Why does the Torah have to say it twice? It says it twice, teach us that only here and no place else. But Laman the Yomadah says no, even my Tuksukim still, you could say it's Urchi Barchi, and you could learn out from every other place. So why don't we learn out from these two mitzvahs? Samora says, here from these two mitzvahs, we do not. Everybody agrees. We do not learn out. Because there are two separate mutim over here to teach us only here and no place else. The true masadashing said the Pasuk says v'samui is hardain in midyachrin aloi mashmoni over here only by true masadashing is such a mitzvah. They said even though it's not a mitzvah, so still you have to bury the ashes here and leave it there. Mashmadin only over here and no place else. That's called Vesamu Hod. So Vesamu means only this place, no place else. Loi, Gabi Egla Rufa exhibit says, Ho Arufa, Mashmagen Arufa in the Midyachrin Aloi. Only the Arufa has this thing that it should be buried here, you can't use it. But no place else. So if everybody agrees here that these two Psukkim Amutim, only here do we say the Klali is Ein Malamdin. That you came on out. So Nechnami, that's the cloud that all other places we say, Kivon Shanafim Mitzvosai, it's Hutta, the Yisra'no, there will not be an Yisra'mila on it. So I was there before by the Keteris. That it says by the Keteris, there's no Chiv, if you smell it, there's no Yisra'mila, that's after you burn the Keteris. But if you smell it before you burn the Keteris, Mash, that's called Yeshpay Mamish, then there would be an Yisra'mila if you smell from the Keteris before it was burnt, before it was Nasa Mitzvosai. Yeah, turn around and learn like this. It says, Pitamak Teres, how exactly he's supposed to compound, make the incenses. So it's like this, Pitamak Teres is Hatzori, you have to take some of the Tzori, this type of an incense. Some say that's the Boom, Vatsi Purin, this type of an incense. V'yachel Beno, and V'yachel Beno. Now Rashi says, Hatzori, Rashi says, that's Seraf Notaf, that's like Seraf that comes out of the tree. Miyatze Aktof, and then Tzipurin Rashi says Shecholas Mutaglin Tufro Shecholkol, then Chelbano Gabamlo. So these incenses. So from this you have to take Mishkal Shivim Shal Shivim Mona. You have to take of each one of them a quantity of 7 monas. Of each one of them you have to take a quantity of 70. Now, Mor and Oketzio Shibolis Ner Vekarkoim Mishkal Shishur Osa Shal Shishur Osa Mona. You have to take of each one of these 16 monas by weight. Now, Hakoisht Shnei Mosa. For that you have to take 12. Kilufa Shloisha. This type of incense, the Kilufa, you have to take 3 monas, Shloisha. For Kinmoin Tisha. And from Kinmoin you have to take 9 monas. Burius Karshina Tisha. From this Burius Karshina you have to take also 9 Tisha carbon. You have to take out 9 carbon. Now, Yayin Kafrisin, from Yayin Kafrisin, you have to take Sin Tlosa, 3 Soz, and Carbon Tlosa, 3 Carbon. In Main Law, Yayin Kafrisin, you don't have this wine, this Yayin Kafrisin from the place Kafrisin, because it was strong wine. If you don't have this type of wine, then maybe Chamar Chavar Yunatik, you could also bring this type of wine, old white wine you could use instead of it. Chamar Chavar in white old wine. Melech Steimist, and you have to take the salt of Steim. Reva, you have to take a quarter of a calf. Reva, Maloshen, from this Maloshen you have to take Koshu, any small amount is enough. Rabbi Nosson Neymer, Af Kifah Sayardin Koshu. Nosson says also Kifah Hayardin, it's also any little amount is enough. Rashi says Kifah Sayardin is Asif, type of a grass, Hagodah that grows out Svas the Yardin by the sides of the Yardin. Now the Gemara says, V'im Nosen bo Dvash is Psula, if you put the honey inside it, that passes the Keteris. And like Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Ki Chol Sor V'chol Dvash is Pasul. Now what's going to be Chister Achas Mikol Samamoneho? If you're missing any one of these Samamonim, Rochus Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa, you did not make the Keteris the way you're supposed to. So Rashi says, Chayv Misa means, Ki Yayel B'yom HaKippurim Nechsiv, V'ayyobah B'cholei Sal HaKadish, V'lo Yomuth, but B'zayis Yovah Yaron, V'chimah HaKateru Shleikil Choso, is B'yish Rakonasi, of Chayv Misa. Because if the Kohen Gadol comes in Yom Kippur, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, without the right amount of Keteris, is like he's coming in without the Keteris, and then it'll be Chayv Misa. Now, Reb Shimon says, HaTzori Einu Elef Saraf, Hanoitev Miatzia Ktaf. She says this tzori is only srat, that's like renzymes that comes out from the tree Miatzia Ktaf. Now Boris Karshina, what is that? She softened but it's born with that used to shmir over the tziporin. Kadesh Teino, in order to look nice. Rashi says, because Sheshchori, it used to be black, so this would make it look nice. Yayin Kafrisin, this wine from Kafrisin, Shesherin Bresa Tziporin, used to soak inside the Tziporin, Kadesh Yitav Azla, in order to make it strong, Rashi says, She Reach Mechazik, it shall have a strong smell to it. Va'aloi, so what's the question? Va'aloi Mei Raglayim Yofalo, really urine would be very good for this also to make it strong. Elo, the klal is, She Machnis Mei Raglayim Lemitish, now let her bring Mei Raglayim into the base of Mitish. The Moses says, Messiah, it's a proof now that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. The Yoma, he says, Kodesh he, Kodesh tiyalachem, means to say, Kol ma'aseh l'yu ela b'kodesh. All that you make the Keteris with should all be made in the Abayis HaMikdash itself. Rashi says, Shebazor ha'im asfatin, he used to make this pitum in the Azor itself. And Rashi says, the proof of it, like otherwise, how come they didn't put the Meir HaGlayim in it outside, and it should be mixed up? And if it's like bottom rice, it's not cold, you bring your Meir HaGlayim into the base of Migdash. Elamai Deb Shat is, they used to do this inside the base of Migdash. Therefore, you can't bring Meir HaGlayim into the base of Migdash. Mace, we have a question. It says, HaMakdish Nechosev, someone who's Makdish all his property. Voyubot Vorm Haril Kabonis, they had certain things that were fit to be used for Kabonis. Is Lekabonis HaTziba, for Korban Tziba. And Rashi says, we hold Stam Hegdish is Lebedek Habayis, and you have things that were fit to be for a Korban Tziba, but the Kabbalah says, I'm Makdish Chos V'Yishpim Dover Royal Mizbeach, it has a Gdush Zaguf on it. So, here also, so, in Lachris Yitnu Umnin Bischarin. He's supposed to give it to the workers for their pay. Now Rashi explains the reason why he gave it to the workers. Rashi says, because this is something that's the Tzorech HaTzibur, he's supposed to buy it from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. You have to get the money from the Trumas, from the Kupas of the Truma. So therefore, since this was not bought from that, they can't really use it. So therefore, they just give it to the Umnin, to the people that work there. So that's called the Kabonas HaTzibur Jinosun Lumnin Bischarin. Now, Hani Dvor Maruyim Manin, what are we talking about things now? The Dvor Maruyim, the Kabonas HaTzibur, you give it to the Umnin. Ibaim, if you want to say Ibaim of Achaya, Tarnilay, we learned it already. Iyenasit, Rasha Tarnilay, Hosam Masech Tishkolim, Vani Ruin Liyaka Kamali Tibur, Baim of Achaya Slavdavka. Iyenas Shman of Assaultus, if wine or oil or flour, also Tarnilay, we also learned it over there. Elalav Kteris, talking about the Lach of Kteris over here. Trashi, Diyena Roy the Litzibur, Almois and Kteris, Min Hachulin, Ubachutz. Mashimetic tourists outside from Chulin and outside the Beis Hamikdash. There was a kasha on Yitzhak Rebbe Chanina. The mash, when you makdish your things, it is fit to be used for the tourists. Some Rabbi Shia, B'yaisa nitenes lumna b'schorin. That is, indeed you could use it, that you give it to the workers, that's all. Rashi Yor Lomba Kodesh Nasas, no, the real tourists is made inside the Beis Hamikdash. V'loyis speaker lechemenu atshek dishay. And they did not buy it until first you makdish it. Here's the Gemara's answer. We're not talking about the regular keteris, because the regular keteris you cannot bring from outside, but rather it has to be brought inside. So that's what it says here. You give it over what you makdish from your private things. That's things that nisnin lumnin b'schon you give to the workers for their pay. The tanya would learn like this: Meiser keteris, leftover money from the keteris, or leftover keteris ma yoisin. But not only the money. But if the makdish showed these incense, what do you do with the leftover of them? That's called Maisa Makhtaris. Izoyim Afrishim Menu Scharum, and they would set aside the pay to pay the workers. O Mechala Noisa Moisumnim, and they Mechala on the money to pay the workers. Venoisa Noisumnim, this Scharum. And then they would go and give this Akhtaris to the workers for their pay. Then they'll buy back the new keteris from the Truma Chadasha, from the money they were giving for the Truma Halishcha. So Rashi explains like this: Meisro the keteris has a kedusha on it, so you can't stop give it to the workers. So they used to take out money from the Trumas, from the Bedek Abayis, and they were that money they're supposed to pay the workers with it. So with that money they'll be mechal, take the kedusha off the keteris onto the money, and then they would give this keteris to the umnim, and then later they would buy it back off the umnim with the money from the Trumas Hadash and the Truma Chadasha. Then they could use it again for the Karbonas HaTzibur, because the cold was bought with the Truma Chadasha. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef habakuloi maisrus tani. He saw all the places of the maisrus. It says clearly that they went and bought it back. To go buy it back with the money from the new truma, like we just explained. But for Achila Tonya, we did not learn like that. So it's not mashma that the Maestro Sakhtaris, they did this also. Elarad Omer Rabbi Yosef, V'yechad mi Samamoni Makhtaris. It means here one of the Samamoni Akhtaris. That's what used to give the Umnim. And this they used to give the Mechalot and buy it back. Rashi says, that they were done before, Maruyin the Ktoni, Yechad mi Samamoni Akhtaris. For like keteris petume. In other words, we're talking about now the leftover of one of the samamonim, let's say one of the incense, before you mixed it up and made it all into the keteris. The keteris means all that mixed together. Once it was all mixed and made together, the leftover of that, we would not give to the umnim. But that though we say give it to the umnim, that means one of the incense by themselves, let's say tzori, or the levaino, one thing by itself, there we have leftover, that you can give to the umnim. Turn around, word like this: Keteris hoisonasis shesach mono. The keteris was made from 368 mono. Shesa, 365 was connected to Moisachama. Shaloish shemonim miserim, the extra three emonim shemeher machnisin kohen gadol molech chofnu v'yom kippurim. And this the kohen gadol will bring in Yom Kippur a full handful. V'yashar, the leftover of it, left over of these three monim were nitl yumne bischon, used to pay the workers with it. Kiratan, like we learned, Moisav HaKeteris, left over of the Keteris, Mal Yoisim, but what they do with it, is Mafrish Rumenu Scharim, they set aside pay for the Yumnin. Umachal Noisal Mois, Humnin, they do set aside money from the Bedek Abayis. And with that money they set aside, they'd be Mechalol, this Keteris on the money. For Nois Nas Lumnin, then they would give the Keteris to the Yumnin Bischor for their pay. And after the Yumnin has it, then the Choizim Loichin Noisim Truma Halishcha. Then they'll go and buy it back off them from the new Trumas Halishka, the new Machs HaShekel the people gave an Adar, and then they can use it again for the Korban Tzibur.
Yeah, now we're holding that from the days. Tana Rabban, learn like this. Tana Rabban, that the Moisar HaKeteris from the leftover of the Keteris is Achat L'Shishim or L'Shivim Shana, once in 60 or 70 years, for you Mefat Menois L'Chatzoyim, used to make half of the amount that you needed. So Rashi explains, that they didn't have to make this keteris only here for the amount they needed for the whole year. Mishum demoisik was left over what he had from 60 to 70 years came out to be the amount of a half a year's worth of keteris. Depending on how big the handful of the kohen gadol was, and every Yom Kippur would take a handful from the keteris. So after 60 or 70 years, there was left over from that enough for half of a year. So for that year, that you only had to make half of a year's supplies worth of the keteris. Lefikach, therefore, the Gemara says, Yochid shepitim lechatzoyin. If a yochid, a private person, makes this keteris half the amount, is chayiv. He's also chayiv for doing it because since once in 60 or 70 years in the Beis Hamikdash, they only used to make half of the amount of the keteris. So now, if a yochid makes for his private use half of the amount of the keteris, also be chayav koros for this. These are Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. These are words of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Shom the heat said over mishum afkan from the name of the segan. Avos shlish revi le shemati. Let's say somebody only makes a third of the amount of the keteris, or a quarter of the amount of the keteris. That he didn't hear. He didn't hear clearly to say whether you chayav or not. Now the chachamim, the chachamim say that the chachamim that the whole yom every day misakim v'mas kunta. Every single day, the Kohen Gadol used to make the right amount of keteris that it needs just for that day. Not the pshat that they made it once for the whole year, but every single day they made what it needed for that day. Vayamachnis, and it would bring in what he made that day for that day's keteris. So Rashi says, therefore, according to Chacham, it comes out, Hilkach, Yochid shalepit melamon chayiv, that the Yochid only made one portion of the keteris for one day's worth, lost to be chayiv, because that was a shear that was made for the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says now, Messiah and the Rav, this should be a proof to Rava. The Yom Rav, the Rav says that Shemen HaMishcha Shepitmo Lechatzoyim, or some say Keteris of you, shall be Gerus Shemen HaMishcha, you have in parentheses, and the Sarah Subgir should be Keteris, that the Keteris Shepitmo Lechatzoyim, if you only made half of the amount of the Keteris for one day, also chayiv. The Yachzik, because the Pasuk says, that Keteris HaShetasim, mean to say, kol shetasa, anything that was made, if you make it outside, yichayiv. For your efshu, the yov, the pras, peshach, was a pras, bein abayim. It's possible to make half of the portion of pras, half of a mono in the morning, and half in the morning, and half of a mono in the afternoon. For that's the way the Kohen God used to use, bring the keteris every single day. We bring the keteris of a mono, we bring half of it in the morning, and half of it in the afternoon, bein abayim. So if somebody would just make a pras of a mono, of the keteris bachutz, it also be chayiv koros. Tana Rabban, learn like this: Hoye magzira noisel machteshes. Used to bring it back to the mortar, like to grind it again. Hoye magzira noisel machteshes pamayim bashana. Twice a year, the keteris that was ready made already, they would like grind it over again twice a year. B'maisachama. Now during the summer months is pizura. They would like scatter it out, shalet tisafish, in order that it does not rot away. P'yomayisagishama during the winter, tzibura, they would heap it up, make it into one pile. Kadesh shalet tovug reicha, in order that it's like a smell should not escape. We don't want the good smell of the keteris to escape. Ugishushaychik. Now while they were beating it up, while they were grinding it again, gishushaychik aimer, they used to call out and say, hodek hativ. Hatev hodek, like pounded well, and well found it. Divrei Abba Yosi ben Yochanan. These are the words of Rabbi Yosi ben Yochanan. Now v'sholish monim yiserin shemiyem kohen gadol. Now the three remaining monivs of which the kohen gadol used to use in on Yom Kippur. Now v'sholish monim. We had before there were 368. 365 was done for every day of the year, and an extra three that was used on Yom Kippur. So now v'sholish monim. Yiserim shemhem kohen gadol machnis molech chofnu b'yom kippurim. Those extra three monies that the kohen gadol used to use on Yom Kippur, and out of that three monies he used to take out his handful of it, is nois lamachteshes. He used to put that those keteres back into the grind, into the mortar, bear of Yom Kippur, ner of Yom Kippur, for shoych kun yofa, and they would pound it down very well, for shoych kun yofa yofa. Those were special keteres. It should be very fine. It should be like the finest. Like we learned in a brisa, the pasuk says daka. It says it should be done, beaten down, small. Is matam? What does the pasuk have to say? It's for matam leila. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.